We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, you want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just
me. I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor ain't acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the
ready?
Truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe the racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
Thank you, boy. Go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue, and I'm here for the atch,
and I'm but that atch,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, thank you for joining me this Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And we got some guests coming in at 2. We got some guests. Also, I got a question for Truth Nation, but I think that I want to talk about it. You know, since we got guests at 2, I think I want to talk about it right now because usually at 2 o'clock, I ask the question. But I think we should open up the lines for a few people to tap in. And this is just a simple question. It's a simple question. And like I said, y'all, you know, DJ Brother Z, I'm just talking because I'm seeing a lot of this on Instagram, on Facebook, while I'm scrolling. Can a male who's dating a male give females advice on how to keep a man? Can a male who's dating a male, you know, who may be trans woman, right? Give women advice on how to keep a man. I'm going to need y'all women to chime in because I'm seeing a lot of this. And I think that a lot of y'all starting to look like men who are dating males. I mean, with the hairstyle. I mean, I'm just asking because I see this. Or can a woman who's a trans male
give advice on how to keep a woman. I'm starting to see this as I scroll. And when I was, you know, coming up, you know, you didn't see a lot of this. But a lot of people in the comments are saying, hey, is this reliable advice? I just want to know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. Can it happen? And you know what? When I was down in New Orleans, I used to date a girl from New Orleans. And back when I was, you know, in those days, you know, about, what, 10 years ago or so? Like probably 15 years ago. She would talk about some of those singers and dancers down there that are really popular, like Big Frida. Big Frida, it was a lot of, you know, drag ideas that were extremely popular in New Orleans, and they was doing bounce, you know, the bounce music. And the women would do their dances, so the males who, you know, went into being a female idea, they were doing a lot of the music ideas, and the women were copying them in the way they did their hair, in the way they danced, like with the movement and everything. So years later, in 2024, you see that Beyonce working with Big Frida. You know what? It's a children's YouTube. It's a children's YouTube called Gracie's Corner.
Yeah, Gracie's Corner.
Gracie's Corner that blew up. I mean, it's all the kids know who
adults
Gracie.
Adults too, Tori.
Yeah, well, adults watch it. Yeah,
let's
they learn
real.
Some. Well,
okay this
yeah,
is the truth.
I do watch it. I mean, I do understand.
She
Gracie's
got. Corner. She is in Snoop my Spotify.
Dog, Snoop Dogg. Definitely is got a character on Gracie's Corner. But then you see the Big Frida ideas. You know, you see that where, you know, these figureheads are starting to lead women groups. And, you know, we have the discussion about women's sports, the women's movement, and things like that, or... But you never see it on the other side, though. You never see the woman who wants to be the male or who feels like they're a man trying to lead the men's group or trying to gain footage on the men's side or play in the men's basketball games and things on the tournament side. So my thing is, my question is, and I really would love to hear from women, can a trans woman who's dating a male give it a woman advice on how to keep a man? Because I'm seeing this in my news feed, and I just want to know, can it happen, or do you take the advice, or does it even really matter? I want to take a few calls. 833-212-1017. Somebody said, you lost me today on the slick freestyles. I'm going to come in after your guest, bro. Somebody says, you lost me on the slick lifestyles. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what I see. I don't care how you feel about it. I'm just telling you it's happening. And so I just wanted to bring that to the conversation. I don't even want to talk about this. Miss Netta. This person that's out here that's dating Charles. She got a song called Charles, Your Lunch Is Ready. Miss Netta. And they give advice on how to feed a man and things like that. You know, so I'm just interested. I want to know how y'all feel about it, if y'all seeing that. I just want to know. We going to head to the line. Shirley, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Shirley?
On my way to work, sir. On my way to work.
Shirley, I'm seeing a lot of men, trans women, that's what they're calling themselves, that date men, giving women advice on how to keep a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I was coming up, that wasn't what we was, you know. Now it's 2024, and it's like, okay, you see this explosion out here of these certain ideologies. Even there's trans males that are dating women trying to give men advice on how to keep a woman. How do you feel about
that? Tori, I just made 59 years old March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I'm from old school.
Right.
I'm from the old school.
From the back in the day.
Back in the day. Back in the day. And I'm proud of it. And I'm very happy that I'm still here.
Mm. Same.
Can't a trans person tell me nothing.
Mm.
You hear what I'm saying? They can't give me no kind of advice. They can't give me nothing but stay out of my way.
Mm.
I keep my opinions most of the time to myself.
Right.
I really do. Because they have a right to be who they want to be. Now, if they want to give advice, feel free to do so. But it's up to the person who wants to receive them advice. I choose not to receive it. You're not a woman. You never will be a woman. Biologically, you're not. You still don't know what it feels like to be a woman. You just don't. You can't tell me anything. And any woman that follows that type of advice, shame on you. And you don't know who you are as a woman. You really don't.
They need to take tips from the woman.
Yes. If I want some advice, I will contact another woman to do that. No, a trans person can't tell me nothing. And that's no, I'm not being mean or I'm not, you know, tell your own people that, your own transients or whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
But no, I will not listen to it. And I don't agree with Big Freedia on Gracie's Corner. I don't like it.
Oh,
and
wow. What they did with that?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I will not let my grandchildren see it. No.
Mm.
I don't agree with their lifestyle.
And so, when you see things like that, and many times a lot of families who are traditional male and female, they sometimes, some of the programming, especially if it's reaching the masses, it has that in there.
I know it does. But just because you're reaching the masses doesn't mean that your message is right.
Mm.
It doesn't mean your message is right. Because a lot of stuff out here, these young people are listening to, but that doesn't mean that it's right. I mean, they do. Wrong is so right where everything wrong seems to be right now.
Mm.
Everything seems all mixed up.
It seemed like everything got flipped.
Yes.
I'm seeing it. We are watching it, especially if you're from Generation X or, you know, when you was back, you know, I'm Generation X, so I've seen a lot of things change over time, and now I'm trying to keep my children with my ideology. And like I said, I have no problem with what people believe in or whatever. I never had that issue, but respect the boundaries that I have.
But Corey, the boundaries that we have, they're trying to make it seem like how we feel is wrong.
Mm.
I have a right to feel the way I do, just like you do.
Right.
I'm not infringing on you. Don't infringe on me.
I agree. Hey, I appreciate you for tapping in, Shirley. We got Al on the lines. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, I respect everybody's opinion.
Right.
But it can't be too bad if your husband is stepping out on you with it.
You said that it's men that's going for it, dealing with the trans woman.
Let's keep it 100, Tori. A lot of these men is seeking these trans women out. And one thing we have to understand, a man knows what another man wants, just like a woman knows what another woman wants. So you might not have to agree with it, but there's a lot of y'all who are doing stuff with your husband because you don't want to lose him, even though you don't like it. So you can respect your opinion, and they should respect your opinion.
I agree.
But keep in mind, wisdom comes with diversity and growth. And some of those transgender is out there that's probably keeping your man at home because when he gets done spending that money, he comes back home.
What?
So y'all need to understand that. Because keep this in mind, a lot of those men y'all mess with from prison got a boyfriend in prison.
Mm.
And while he's laying in the bed with you, he was wishing he was with that man in prison. And that man
his real boyfriend behind bars.
Exactly the same with these pimps and pushers. A lot of them out there having sex with men just to get the drugs, and they come right back home to you.
You but see a lot of that. You see a lot of that coming out. A lot of people just coming out saying, "Hey, this is what it is." You see a lot of people not hiding that fact.
Tori, this stuff been going on since the 50s and 60s. They just keeping it hush-hush. I know women out there that's doing threesomes with their husband, and that woman don't even like women, but she went down on the other one.
It always been there.
Have a good day. Have a good one.
And on that note, we're going to run the break. Truth Nation, stay like that right here on Tori Lowe.
And that's Tori Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. It's the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get some money, they playing. 101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, don't forget to tune in as we broadcast live on 101.7 The Truth, live on YouTube, The Tori Lowe Show. We going live right now. You can see me looking handsome. And you can join the chat. Tap into the conversation today. I want to head over to Detroit. Over to Michigan, where a woman says she was recently fired from her high school teaching position because she was moonlighting as a rapper. Let's listen.
Until the parent kept continuously complaining.
Motown baby going crazy like the 80s.
Hey.
Dominique Brunt, whose rap name is Drippin' Honey, has been an educator for 7 years and started teaching history at Taylor Preparatory High School in August. But all that came to an abrupt end months later, after she says a parent came across one of her rap videos.
The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap.
She says she was fired in February because she's a rapper. Before the firing, around Thanksgiving, she says there were meetings and an ultimatum.
My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself like giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. And they said erase all your content. That was the author
what?
Erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
Brown acknowledges the profanity in her lyrics, but she says that has nothing to do with Taylor Prep and the positive impact she's had on her students and the community.
Is it that they didn't like your rapper career, or was it that they didn't like necessarily the content?
The meetings were so like one-sided to where they only told me what somebody didn't like. They didn't tell me as if you did this wrong.
And she was hot. Wrong.
So
they didn't say the videos was lit.
On my behalf, I'm like, well, send me what am I doing wrong in writing?
The writing was on the wall. Despite that, in December, she won Teacher of the Month. In February, on her last day, she created a music video with her students that has since gone viral.
As a parent, we long for teachers who support our children and who inspire them. And she was one of those teachers. So really, truly disappointed.
Christina Lynn says her son, an 11th grader, started a petition in support of Ms. Brown, gathering over 200 student signatures. Lynn says she's seen Brown's videos and that they are no different than any other hip-hop video a child can access on social media.
For me, it doesn't matter what you do outside of, you know, the education structure. Like, once you leave that particular building and you go on with your life, then you do whatever you do.
Brown says she misses her students and making an impact.
These kids have their own goals, their own aspirations. So I'm just trying to see how I can help them.
All right, DJ Brother Z. Dominique Brown, she was an educator for 7 years. And they said that she had to make a decision between being a rap artist and a teacher. Now, a lot of people would say the teachers don't get paid enough. And the rappers get paid more than the teachers. You know, so the priorities here. So it was only a matter of time before a teacher would be inspiring to be a rapper to use the teaching job as a, you know, as a, you know, a part-time idea while she's working on her career. So is this an issue with the pay salary that the teachers get? And should she be fired for having another situation where she's making money?
If she deserves to be fired for that, then the teachers deserve to be fired for using Sexy Red lyrics in the classroom.
Mm. And you know, we played that where the little girls was in there singing the Sexy Red lyrics, talk about hands on your knees. And then people didn't have a problem with it. They said if you can reach the kids, that's all they trying to, they hopefully they can get somebody in there that they can reach the kids. And I had an issue with that because Sexy Red may not be the right tool, even though, you know, who, what grown parent is letting their kids listen to Sexy Red, knowing that she producing porn rap. So, like I said, this, but it was only a matter of time before, you know, because teachers, you know, I believe that they should be making extra money, but I think it's a, I think it's when they talk about being around children every day, you got to be careful. And like I said, I don't knock that idea either, but was it that raunchy though? Was it Sexy Red style, or was she, you know, what kind of style of music was she playing or was she making? Sound like she was just making like party up music. Play a little snippet again. I want to hear the chorus. Let me hear the chorus on this song. When you get the chorus up, I want to hear it because it just sounded like she was just making like a celebratory, like let's everybody get together back in the 80s. Back in the day, we used to dance and have parties and have fun. Rap was more fun back then. You know, people was dancing, having fun with rap. Now you got to spin the block. Let's listen to the chorus. Let's see. Let Truth Nation, tap in.
Dominique Brown. Dominique Brown.
Okay. Motown Baby going crazy like the 80s. Okay. It depends on what era she is. Is she talking about the crack going crazy like the crack era?
I mean,
because you know they got the BMF story out there right now. The BMF with 50 Cent on Stars right now. So I don't know. But Truth Nation, look, we always got these conversations on who can make the connection with the kids. The kids, they using the rappers to make the connection with the kids. Now we got a teacher who is the rapper. And now she lost her job for moonlighting as a rapper. Also, that you remember that last year was a teacher that blew up on the internet, on social media. She blew up for making, like, you know, friendly, teachable rap style. But then a year later, she was found to be having a relationship with a 15-year-old student. Hey. Hit me on the talk to text how y'all feel about it, Truth Nation. When we come back, we go out of Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Carrie, Noni, Juice. Juice World in the building.
Yeah, yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all. What's
How
going
you
on,
doing,
T-Low?
Juice?
I'm doing good.
Being jamming
Thursday.
Out on assignment.
Right. Ben just wanted to ditch us. You know what I'm saying? He gone for a minute, too, on assignment, I should say. But you already know I'm going to hold it down for the Pop Culture Report with Jamming with Jews on the Tory Lowe Show. But, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
But we got this, though. You know, I want to definitely dive in because I asked a question.
Yeah.
You know, and to some it may seem like it's a lot of wording, but I guess nowadays with all these pronouns, it's just a lot of words flying around. But I'm trying to make it simple. You know, I'm trying to simplify the question, you know. And the question was, can a trans woman who's mm-hmm. dating a man mm-hmm. give advice to a woman about how to keep a man? Because mm-hmm. I'm seeing this on Instagram. I'm right. seeing it on the social media
yeah,
feed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Charles, your lunch is ready. I'm seeing all this stuff going on. And multiple, even I've also seen trans men mm-hmm. who date women
yep.
try to give advice to men how to keep, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole hodgepodge
right.
going on. But can, because I think I see a lot of the trans women hairstyles,
okay.
like the way they wear their wigs, mm-hmm. the way they wear their eyelashes.
The influence. Mm-hmm.
And even the way they dance, because mm-hmm. it's more aggressive, feeding into the culture.
Right.
What's happening then?
I'm going to say, and you know, I had to sit with it and think with it, but I'm going to say, yes, they can give advice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say they can give advice only because at the end of the day.
You going to take the advice?
I mean, it could work.
Because you got to.
I'm not going to say it could work. And the reason why I say it could work is I look at a lot of these women today and they like having gay male friends, right? Mm. And these gay male friends are giving them tea on how men are, how men act, you know, because at the end of the day, they're still a man. Like, they know. They know.
Okay, so you telling me that he can give you better advice on how to deal with a man?
I didn't say better, but I said he could give advice that could work. Just like single women give married women advice sometimes and it don't work, but sometimes it do work.
Okay, so this is why I want to have this conversation.
It's based off of experiences.
Because I do see an influence. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I do see the influence mm-hmm. that they're having on the culture.
Yeah.
As far as fashion, as far as like viral videos, things like that, where mm-hmm. people are, hey, you know, more accepting of like, okay, I can take this advice.
Yeah, but you can.
But you would think a woman would know or have better understanding on how to deal with a man, but they're saying, but basically, I guess.
It's those instincts to me.
You would think that the woman would be giving them the advice.
I mean, we can too. I think it's vice versa. I guess for me, I can get advice from anybody uh-huh. depending on what it is. Now, it also depends on what that advice is, because if they're over here saying like, oh, you don't got to do this. You don't have to make his plate. He should be bound down to you. If it's that type of advice, right. then no.
But you can get that from a regular woman.
Exactly. So, but if it's like real life advice, like, no, this is how men feel, you know, uh-huh. or this is how men want to be treated, or this is how da 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 da. They might know because they're dating a man.
So
they're dating a man. At the end of the day, those manly instincts, in my opinion, don't just go away overnight. So they potentially could give some type of good advice. Now, do I think it's better or do I think it's worse? I mean, it depends on what that advice is, because you got regular people giving right. out advice and it's trash advice.
So you just saying that if it sounds right, you may add it to your.
Yes. Yes. Because you can learn from anybody. You can learn from anybody.
I do agree that people can drop knowledge. But I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. When you talk about men dating other men or dating, you know, other ideas outside of women. Well, if y'all listening to the trans woman, why the man be like, well, I might as well go get me a trans woman then.
But that if might not be what they into.
If you looking like you know, wearing your hair like that, if you dressing like that, you just making it, you just looking like them.
Listen, I think it's more than just a look, though. It goes down to your morals and your values and what you willing to, are you willing to go to the take that house? What you willing to do in the take that mansion?
Oh, wow.
You know, it's like, what are you willing to do in the take that mansion? It goes down to your values and your morals. If you're not into dating trans people, no matter if, you know, a woman looks like a person who could be trans, you're not going to go that far.
But it seems like I think it's always been going on, mm-hmm. but I think that since we got social media and people are now starting to get paid for content, mm-hmm. that we see just an overload of this.
Yeah. And you know, T-Lo, I took your advice and I went to their Miss Netta and right. Charles' Instagram page and I was just looking at it and I want to know, why are people even watching this? Like, what is so entertaining about Miss Netta and Charles? Because to me, I'm not hitting the follow button.
Okay, well, okay, for those who don't understand who Miss Netta and Charles is, I guess it's a trans
woman
dating mm-hmm. a guy.
Yeah.
But I think they about to get a reality show.
Right. That's at least that's how they're acting. Right. They're filming everything.
And it'll pretty soon, y'all, it's going to be on the network television. But what I'm saying is, I'm seeing not only that situation, but multiple ideas where they have now, they got pants now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the zipper is around the butt, and they, you can unzip the butt where it flap out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like a onesie type situation on a baby, how they used to have buttons in the back.
It's like jeans.
Yeah, but it's but it got
the zipper going across the, you know.
And, that's crazy.
And Elizabeth Brown sent me that, and I looked at it, and I was like, what? Like, what is this? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are the new fashion ideas that's coming out. So is that. What is this stuff? I mean, it's starting to... progressive. And I know, here we go with the progressive. Hey, all I'm saying is we are living in times where some people may be out of touch with what's going on with the culture.
Yeah.
So about time they see it, nephew and niece doing it, and then they like, oh, where did this come from?
Right. But
I think that we need to have these discussions because where are we at? I mean, I know live and let live, fine. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is when you see a bunch of it and it's young people driven.
Right.
Then you got to talk about it.
You know, you definitely have to talk about it. I think the biggest thing is to have conversations with your children. You know, make sure you are raising them right and teaching them the things that you want them to know and the things that you want them to understand. Because once they get out here in this world and they're on social media and they have a cell phone in their hand, they are
open to everything.
To literally everything. So that's why now it's more important than ever for parents to be extra involved with their children and what's going on in their day-to-day lives. And you're really instilling those values and those morals no matter what it is, whatever you feel like your child should know or whatever you want them to know about this world, about how it's moving or whatever, you need to teach them that.
Right. And I think that many times when we talk about teaching our children, now they got these tablets. Like I was talking about Gracie's Corner, they got Rick Frieda on there now. Rick Frieda is on there. And a lot of people, like, I was shocked to see it because, you know, I see that the young people are watching these things. And so you have to teach, or if you have ideologies that are different from that, you got to make sure that you are consistently giving an understanding to your family how you want it to work.
Yeah, especially when you see like how the world is going. You know, like y'all already know this, Truth Nation. I'm a firm believer in Jesus. I'm going to say that. I don't care what everybody else mm-hmm. got going on. That's just what I believe.
Right, that's what you was taught.
And so even though, you know, the world
the
might
black
be
Jesus
going
or white
away.
Jesus.
The black Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Even though even though the world is going into one direction and it's, you know, getting away from the church and getting away from the idea of, you know, just these values and morals that were instilled into me, I'm still going to have to believe in that and teach that to my children, even though that's not the popular belief or that's not the popular opinion.
Right.
And I have to be fine with that, to understand that this is just the way the world is going. And honestly, how it was put in the Bible, in my opinion, I mean, this was all said it was going to happen this way. So it's almost
you
like
just got
we were
the popcorn
prepared.
And the soda.
Yeah, we were prepared for this. So we just watching it all kind of unfold, and we got to make sure our bonds are strong and the things, our messages are strong with the people who are in our core group that we interact with on the day to day.
Well, I want you to hear this song that's out here.
Oh, gosh.
And tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
I only cook for you. Charge your lunch is ready. They hating on you. Charge your lunch is ready.
Not you singing it, Kilo.
And I got the dessert too.
All right.
Now,
this
like
is a trans woman.
The beat is nice.
Talking to a man named Charles. She made a song. It's all
Are
over
they
the
married?
Internet. I think she said she referred to him as the husband, but I don't know.
Yeah,
but
they together.
They together. But what I'm saying is these are the cultural ideas that are out here, and they give advice to how to keep a man or things like that.
Yeah.
And I think that when I heard the song, I was laughing because how they got famous was that Miss Netta would go and give Charles food.
Womanly duties.
Yeah, she... doing the womanly things that most women say they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they went viral because Charles was young looking and they don't know how Charles got with somebody that looked like Shannon Sharp. With a wig on.
And you know, for the longest, I did hear that they were wondering, was she a woman or was she a man? Like, they didn't even know for the longest, and she wasn't addressing it at first.
Right.
But I guess it is a trans woman.
Right. Yeah. Miss Nelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, now she's giving advice. She's going on tour.
Mm-hmm. She getting this money.
And she may have a reality show they filming.
Right.
Things, and they got a BBL.
But see, the
thing. They went and got the BBL that looked crazy.
And I understand this is Black culture.
Right.
You know, and we talk about the things going on in Black culture.
Right.
But similarly to how we talked about, like, this whole baddie show on Zeus.
Right.
We don't have to consume it. You know, we don't have to watch it. We don't have to give eyes to it so they can make more money.
But what I'm saying is, it's going viral in the culture with the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, it's happening, and I think that every time we see things moving around in the culture, we need to discuss it.
We do, and the because thing that then, I want
to let the you know, because sometimes we'll not see things in the culture,
mm-hmm.
not talk about it, but by the time we see it, it's in front of us, on top of us, and we're reacting.
Yeah.
To it.
So I think the conversation that should happen is, we need to be teaching people or telling people what they should or shouldn't give energy to, so it doesn't spread as much.
Or make them understand the logic
behind
and the reasoning.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you tell somebody not to do something,
they gonna want to do it.
That's exactly what they gonna
be like,
do.
Don't touch that hot stove. Then you touch that hot stove.
I got burnt. Because
then you know.
You was curious, right?
Yeah.
But I think education and understanding is always the way to go.
For sure.
Because once you give them the knowledge and the understanding of something, then it's their choice.
Yep. And you know, when you brought up the tablets for a second, because I don't have kids, as y'all know, but I just wonder what I will be like as a mom with these tablets and these programs to let these kids watch. But I just wonder, what is it doing to their mind, you know, mm-hmm. by constantly having these screens in their faces, by constantly being entertained with just constant moving screens, constant shows. I just don't think that is healthy at all. But this is just part of it.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni Juice. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Roll another one.
Sit up, never like you know it's put you pack it with the motormatics. We gon' set up to have it. Wait.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World in the building.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Okay, so Jamming with Juice is coming.
Well, we are trying to get Jamming with Juice coming. You
okay.
know, like we've
What's
been
going
doing,
on with this Jamming with Juice?
We've been doing Jamming with Juice for a while now, as everybody knows.
Right.
You know,
and
we do
on
this
the Pop
on the Pop Culture
Report.
Culture Report.
Right.
But we are ready to have a show. Mm-hmm. All right. Me and Ben, we are ready to have a show, and we are trying to convince our bosses, the lovely
the
people
suits.
Of Good Karma Brands, yes, the suits, that it's about time that we get our own show. So if you guys have not already heard the promo that is running on March, 28th, next week Thursday, one week from today, we want you guys, it's kind of like a campaign. We're campaigning, and we want everybody of Truth Nation who has listened to me and Ben together, you know, whenever we're filling in for Miss Melanie Riggs on Nothing But the Truth, and whenever we are on this Tory Lowe show doing the Pop Culture Report with Jamming with Juice.
How?
Anybody who loves listening to us or who has called in or who just like more content from us, we need you guys to call in all day on March 28th. That is next week, Thursday. Literally, we want you to bombard all of the shows all day long.
Even the Tory Lowe show? You
Even
want Truth Nation?
Even the Tory Lowe show.
You want Truth Nation to
I
tap in?
I need y'all to tap in
hey.
And tell everybody on these airwaves how much you would like Jamming with Juice as a show. And we're going to see what happens. That's
you know
really what?
What
we're doing.
I love to see the future of radio, Black Talk Radio, radio period, because that's what I'm watching.
Yeah.
You know? It's a lot of great young people working here, like doing things, creatives. And I can't wait to see the next 10 years where y'all will stand in as far as the black media culture.
Yeah, it's exciting because really Milwaukee is, I mean, we've been saying this for a few years now, but Milwaukee is really on the come up.
Right.
We've got three Milwaukee artists right now on the top 50 billboard for TikTok. The TikTok billboard 50, top 50. Yeah. Three of our local artists are on that, you know, have those spots.
And I know that JP.
Yep, you got JP.
Frank.
Yeah, Big Frank.
Big Frank.
For Big Frank. And we got Certified Trapper as well.
Certified Trapper, that's
but
right.
But it's a lot of other people too. You know, you got Party at Four. You got Lakia doing her thing. We got Huey V. We got Wade Chappelle.
Right. And they all then came through
Chicken
here.
P. You know, we gotta got get so Chicken P to come many through. People.
Right.
A.O. Lee. Like, I could go on and on and on.
And don't forget Lakia. She
yeah, I said, yeah,
been
I got
out
Lakia,
here.
Yeah. Oh, Maya P, too. So
Maya
we got
P,
so,
right.
so many talented people from Milwaukee who are really doing their thing. And I think now
Haley
is the
Crossfire
time.
Haley Crossfire, too.
Exactly.
Right.
Now is the time to have a show similar to, you know, me and Ben Jammin, the Jammin' with Juice,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, bring these young people on and really elevate what is going on in the culture, not even just locally, but nationally as well.
I agree.
You know, we do a really great job of trying to make you guys feel comfortable to call in, and we're not going to bash you for how you feel about nothing. You know, it's all good fun and entertainment. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we had a show before where I had asked the question, and it was a little crazy. I hope people didn't care, but, you know, would you, if you were a slave on a boat, would you stay on the boat, be a slave, or
what?
Would you jump off in the water? What would you do?
I'm jumping in the water.
You jumping
know.
In the water.
By my behavior, the way
yep.
I am now,
yep.
yeah, I already know I would have jumped in the water.
Exactly.
I'd have been, hey, look, I'd have had to wrestle with the sharks or whatever. You know, I'd have probably been, you know, it would have been done with because
no, for sure.
I could just tell by the way I live what I'm doing now.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have definitely jumped over.
Yeah, so we have these different interesting discussions, and we just want to continue these conversations on our own show. So if you love us, if you want to hear more from us, we are leaving it in the hands of the people to let our guys.
How many callers? How many callers y'all need to just to bombard just Truth
just,
Nation?
Just bombard as many as we possibly can on March 28th. That is next week, Thursday,
hey.
All day long. I want y'all to call in.
Are we having a celebration?
Yeah, it's going to be a celebration. If we get the show, it's for sure going to be a celebration.
We're going to go out into the Third Street Market Hall.
Yeah, turn
and turn up.
Because
hey.
We have so many ideas of things that we want to do. And so we just want to make sure it's the right fit and that it's wanted by the community
right.
as well. It
can't
just be what we want. It has to be what the community wants as well. So,
And I agree. Over the years, I've actually had the honor to watch the development over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm excited. Like,
yeah.
we have some great young talent right here working in the Truth, NGKB. Mm-hmm. And I say you always do 5-year plans, you do 10-year plans. And I can see the future of what's going to happen in the next 10 years right around me right now.
Yeah, I love that. That is the confirmation right there. Because, you know, you can feel it within yourself a little bit, but you always wonder, like, what are other people thinking? You know, so for you to say that,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you've seen us from the very beginning.
Right.
Literally 3 years ago, once the Truth, you know, initially launched, and Ben and I have grown so much, and
right.
we think it's time. We think it's time to turn it up, keep it juicy, and
right.
keep it amazing.
And the Nassis, y'all got an interview
with
the Nassis.
We do have an interview with the Nassis.
The brother of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? That's on.
It's on our YouTube.
It's on the YouTube.
Yep, it dropped yesterday. So the Nassis came through earlier this week. He is promoting his live podcast. He has a podcast. It's called The Analysis. He is doing a live podcast tomorrow at
right.
Pottawatomie. Doors open at 6, event starts at 7, and he's interviewing his brother Giannis. So him and Giannis will be there and some special guests, but we got to keep it closed. We can't
right.
say who's coming. But it's going to be a really great time. So the Nassis came and he was promoting the event. Make sure you guys get your tickets. I believe the link is called TAshowlive.com. I don't want to be wrong. But I think it's TAshowlive.com. Mm. Make sure you guys.
I'll definitely do the read for that to
yeah,
make sure.
Yeah, it's
that
either TA
got...
Show Live or TA Live Show. It's TA Live Show.
Mm.
That's what it
yeah,
is.
TA Live Show.
TAshowlive.com.
To get the tickets.
Get your tickets. And so, yeah, and if you want to catch that interview that Ben and I did with the Nassis, it was actually really cool. We talked about Greek mythology. We talked about Elon Musk. We talked about technology and AI. It really wasn't even about basketball, which was really cool. So make sure you guys check that out.
And that's
on the
how
YouTube.
The podcast should be.
Truth.
It should have a sprinkle of basketball,
yep.
but it should have some innovative ideas
yeah.
as well.
And he said it felt like a podcast too. So it was great. Check it out on the Truth YouTube.
Well, Juice, I appreciate you for coming through.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, look, I'll talk to you soon.
Of course. See y'all later, Truth Nation.
Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.